It's not easy to buy the club, you know. Everyone talks, but when the money comes, you know, when they see what is needed to service the club, to it's just not the price. Price is the small amount comparing what this club needs or any big club needs to go forward, at least till you go to Premier League. So those buyers are not around the corners, and you just don't look for any buyer. You want to look for the right buyer, somebody that will really take this club where this club needs to go. And the last thing I'm going to do, I'm going to avoid what's happening in Portsmouth. Okay, that's my objective, and I stole it to our people. So I got nothing to report now, and one day when I have something to report, people will know that, and they will know in details and have full explanation of that.
I do have to ask about this specific rumour, which sort of did the rounds this week. It said that you'd had a consortium of Chinese and American potential investors visit Hillsborough, and that you'd had talks with them last weekend in London. Is that information accurate or not?
Yeah, I talked to some people. But again, I told you I talked to many people. If you want me just to give you a report for everyone I talk, you know, I'm just concentrating my effort and my energy in that. And again, I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to talk to anyone till I have something that is tangible. I have no piece of paper. I have no shaking hands. I know nothing, you know, as far as that goes. Okay, there were a lot of groups, a lot of people coming here and go, and you have to accommodate people when they come, you know. First of all, it was only investment, type of investment, like a sponsorship investment, you know, to join the club and things like that. So I don't want to go into those details. I don't want to, because if nothing's going to happen, why should I bother people with that? It's not fair to our supporters. Again, it's nothing there. Yes, there are people who look the club, but more than one group, you know, and you just, you know, professionally give him some information. You said, yeah, we're not pushing club to be sold, but here is, you know, what is our situation here, you know. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but nothing we have to report on that, because we don't have him, you know, anywhere close to any shape or form to buy the club.
You've owned three clubs in this country, and when you've done it before, you've done it on your own, really, haven't you? You've owned the club. You know, if investors come forward, is that something that you even want to consider at this stage? If people are interested in Sheffield Wednesday, do they have to be willing to buy the club off you?
Well, I said before, if somebody proper comes there, I just came here to do the job, as I told to everyone here at Sheffield, and I've done the same thing what I've done in previous two clubs, and the time comes with the right people. I don't know what is that time. That time is when the right people come and want to continue not only the way, the space and everything else, want to accelerate, want to spend more money, want to, you know, speed things up, good, solid people. I'll step out. I'll give you an example. I sold Leicester for by far less money what I invested, because I found the right people and I thought my mission was finished and I go on, okay? And I was right. You can look at people spending money there. They're great owners, and I'm very proud that I found them, and it was good for that club. So I'll probably do the same thing for this club. Is that going to happen tomorrow or next month or next year or 5 years from today? I don't know, because I don't have anyone now that I can say I do have a serious group of people that are looking at this club. They want to buy it. So that's all I can say.
Does your energy still burn? Because you've talked about it at times, haven't you, about your enthusiasm for the club, right, and stuff like that, and for football. Does it still burn brightly for you? Do you still have that sort of drive to keep going at the moment?
That's a good question, Rob. You know, I just said before, you know, I needed a break, not only because of being burned or being tired, but the break because I neglected a lot of other things, including the family and the other businesses. But as long as I'm here, that is my problem. I keep doing that, and all my concentration is with the club, because being chairman or owning a football club, you just can't take it not seriously. It's a business day to day that you really have to stay on the top of things, especially a club like this. They need a lot of cleanups every which way, financially, management, you know, and on the field, off the field. And you've seen it here, what happened the last 2 years. It wasn't an easy ride, okay? And for that reason, if I did bring somebody in that will do a good job, I would welcome him. That's all I can say.